It's a first for Roanoke's Grandin Theater, a film festival designed to showcase new digital upgrades to the historic nonprofit Movie Palace that originally opened in 1932. Here's Executive Director Kathy Chittum, who says the equipment makeover has been a long time coming.
We knew 10 years ago, even longer than that, that eventually we would all have to go digital, but we didn't quite realize how fast. And gratefully, the board has been working on this. We've been trying to secure financing. The Roanoke Women's Foundation gave us a fantastic $95,000 grant. We were part of the Taubman Sustainability Grant, plus just the digital campaign that we launched this spring. The sound will be enhanced. The picture quality will be enhanced.
The film festival features Academy Award-nominated shorts and a premiere of the film The Place Beyond the Pine. Here's a rundown of a few of the documentaries that will be screened. For instance, Reconvergence is a rumination on the nature of modern human existence.
Nature is what is real.
The question essentially is, what is the relationship between this physical world and the spirit world?
Several of the films lean to topics involving the environment and the economy. There's the issue of hunger, tackled in A Place at the Table, One Nation Underfed.
The reason people are going hungry is not because of a shortage of food, it's because of poverty.
One out of every two kids in the United States at some point will be on food assistance.
A Fierce Green Fire, The Battle for a Living Planet, traces the evolution of environmental awareness.
Raw sewage was going right down the Hudson River. Air pollution was growing just as fast as new automobiles were coming out.
The dams in the Grand Canyon, that was going to be a fight to the death.
They were going to take the water out of the river, all of it.
Chasing Ice is the story of one man's mission to gather evidence of climate change.
I never imagined that you could see glaciers this big disappearing in such a short time.
And here's a clip from The Invisible War about a betrayal of trust and abuse within the U.S. Armed Forces.
Most Americans assume there is access to a system of justice.
You'd see a guy get 5 years for drugs and 2 weeks for rape.
They let this man get away with everything but murder.
The festival runs Friday through Sunday at the Grandin Theater. There are many other films on the schedule, and tickets are available for the entire weekend or for individual events. I'm Connie Stevens.